When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is a absolutely spectacularly beautiful sunny Sunday morning here, and would seem that we are having a pretty pretty spectacular Labor Day weekend so far anyway. And sun is out here, the sun is out in Nathan's world down there, because he just showed me a shot of it. And that means, as always, Animal World's production engineer is here keeping everything running smoothly. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Hope you're enjoying a nice extended four-day Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
well,
how did,
three-day weekend, I guess.
Yeah, three-day weekend. Yes, no, I'm not working on Labor Day. Which I often work on holiday. Well, in the past, I've often worked on holiday days. But I find
that's when
anymore,
you get all the people staying home with their dogs and able to have you come
right,
over and meet
right,
them.
Right, so they're available. But I, you know, I sort of, now that I'm older, I just don't do as many sessions as I used to. They take so much energy, and I'm getting older. So anyway, I am taking the holiday off. And now I haven't quite decided yet, because it is the last day tomorrow of the Evergreen State Fair, the Monroe Fair. And of course, that's the social event of the season up here where I live. And I didn't get to go on when I normally would go, which would have been last week, because I had some medical stuff I was taking care of and on a restricted diet for a while. And there was like no point in going to the fair if you can't eat fair food. So
it's
anyway,
almost up there on par with the Washington State Fair down in Puyallup.
Well, oh yeah, don't get me started on that. I don't know what happened, but it used to be that there was an agreement between the Evergreen State Fair, the Monroe Fair, and the Puyallup Fair. And the Monroe Fair last day would be Labor Day, and then the Puyallup would start the day after Labor Day.
Hmm.
And that was because, you know, the Puyallup requires vendors and stuff to be there and ready to go when they start. You can't come in late. But so that was so that the vendors could be at both fairs.
Right.
Okay? Well, sometime in the last few years here, that plan changed. And so the Puyallup Fair now is already started. If you know, the Puyallup Fair started on Friday and the Monroe Fair isn't over until tomorrow. So I don't know who made that decision and how they made that decision and why they did, but I think that we up here at Monroe really got, you know what, it was not fair to them, because, you know, the Puyallup's a much bigger fair and vendors get a lot more business if they go there. But now they're, if they do the Monroe Fair, they can't be in the Puyallup Fair. So
that's because they overlap.
Right, right. And they didn't used to. And the reason was so that vendors could do both events. And I don't know why that changed, but it's made a big difference because there are not nearly as many vendors at the Monroe Fair anymore as there used to be. And I think that's because they opt to go to Puyallup because it's bigger. So anyway, I don't like that because I miss some of the vendors that I used to enjoy seeing at the fair. But
I've been to the Monroe one. It's always fun to go up there and see all like kind of the lumberjack competitions they're doing there and chopping the trees or log rolling when it's on the water. And they even have some events involving pigs as well, I believe, like the pig races.
They got all kinds of stuff going on. I did drive by. I had to drive by the fairgrounds on opening day. I was doing a session, and so I drove by in the early afternoon. And the crowds were all at the lumberjack display. There's an area that's close to the highway, so you can see it when you drive by. But the bleachers all set up, and where they have the logging contests and all that stuff. But apparently they must have been getting ready to do a logging show because the bleachers were all full and there were a lot of people there. So that is a popular event at the Monroe Fair. So anyway, I think that's how do we get on the subject? I think it's because I'm still thinking about I might decide to go cruise the fair tomorrow afternoon. Although I've heard, Nathan, that the weather might tank tomorrow. So what's the weather look like?
I'd have to check what's going on in the Monroe area, but at least here in the southeast or south Seattle area, we got partly sunny skies, high near 73, actually a very good fair-type weather coming up ahead, so make you very comfortable there and not have to worry about getting too hot or too cold. And seems like the same thing is going on for Labor Day as well. Partly sunny, high near 75 up in Monroe.
All right, now I've got on my app, I said I've got 69 for tomorrow, but there aren't any raindrops where there had been before. So actually,
very comfortable.
That sounds like perfect because I don't know. I think the heat is just hotter. Mm-hmm. These days, and I seem to just automatically wilt if I have to work, do anything in the sun these days. So that sounds like a perfect day for me. So I just might have to cruise the fair tomorrow.
And a decent amount of cloud coverage while still allowing for some sun breaks. And
sounds
you'll
like
be very well off and comfortable.
Yep. That sounds really good. All right. So, that's the 1st of September. Labor Day weekend, and I guess it's kind of the unofficial end of summer, which doesn't really happen until later in the month when we have the fall equinox, and we officially end summer and begin fall. But
September 22nd.
Right. But this is the unofficial end of summer. And
we're still holding on after we had that little storm come by a couple weeks ago. It seemed like that was like flipping off the summer switch. And then suddenly summer came back.
Well, I have to say, though, I for the first time this last week, and I can't remember if it was one day or 2 days, but when I went out, you know, you go out and you feel that cold Christmas, crisp.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of a bite to it.
And you know, okay, fall's on the way. It's the season that's starting. I felt that this week. And I have to say, I was thinking about it last night because it was the hottest yesterday that it had been for quite some time. And I was not out doing the session. I was working here and was quite behind and had to get everything mowed and blowed and all that sort of stuff. And even though it was mid-80s, I was thinking, you know, and it cools off in the evening now, you know, and you feel that crispiness and it just To me, this is the kind of weather that I appreciate, where this last week into this week, when it's cloudy a little bit, there's a little bit of rain, and then we get the sun for a little bit, and then it gets a little cooler, and we get a little clouds and rain. But it isn't just hot, sunny all the time. I'm a true Northwesterner and Seattleite at heart. And so it's my kind of weather. This has been my kind of, to me, this is perfect summer weather because I don't overheat. So, anyway.
Even though yesterday it was quite muggy out there, I gotta say.
You know, I made an executive decision. Well, it's kind of, I made a personal decision yesterday. It was like, okay, should I shower and get cleaned up and then go do all this work outside, or wait to shower? And I decided, you know, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna mow and blow and do all the stuff I need to do, and then I'll come in and shower and clean up. I was so glad I did that, because when I got off the mower, you know, it's like, you know how your clothes are kind of sticking to you
And you got one
because
of
it's,
those motorized mowers that you like
I'm a
drive
riding
around.
mower. I'm a riding mower, and it was like, oh, it is really muggy out here, and my clothes are kind of sticky, and so it's like, oh, I'm so glad I'm gonna go in and take, you know, clean up. And so anyway, I had the right schedule, and it all worked out real well. And anyway, now my place looks really good. So, and boy, did I tell you, I finally, after 12 years of researching, and I finally figured out how to get rid of my moles. So, that's one of the most wonderful things, is that I have been mole free now, for a month or so, a month or two. And it's amazing to not have molehills to have to deal with before I mow and all of that. So anyway, my yard's looking better than it has in many years, because it doesn't have all kinds of molehills in and stuff in it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, we
All
used to have
righty,
a big
so
mole problem too, and it's like once one pops up, then five others start popping up.
well, yeah, it's interesting. In all my research to try to understand moles and how to deal with it, I always read that, you know, you probably don't have as many moles as you think you do,
It's just one.
because they're very territorial. You know, they don't live in groups. The family doesn't stay together. I guess when they have babies, they kick them out. They're very territorial, and so everything that I read said, you know, if you think you have lots of them, you probably only have one or two. You know, I have a shy acre, and that's kind of my grassy areas, mossy areas that I don't want the moles in, are kind of split, in that I have the dog half of the property yard, and then the people part of the yard. And I had moles both sides, the majority in the dog yard. But it would look like I had an army of moles. But as it turned out, I think I had a Mr. and Mrs. Because I got two, and that's it.
Wow. And then they all stopped.
And they're done. And yeah, yep. So I only had two. One big one and one medium. So I think it was Mr. and Mrs. And I'm sorry I had to escort them on to another lifetime, but I did it with many prayers and blessings, and a message to the rest of the mole community to please not come back to this my property. But we'll see what happens. So far, so good. Anyway, that's a good thing. But you know, I started to say, what is it? It's the 1st of September. And that means it's the first Sunday of the month. So at Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, we'll get to all our regulars. We'll start with Meow Cat Rescue, and then go on to Help Animals India. And then we'll be with the chickens on Whidbey, because the sun is out. So I know that Henry and Arabella will join Merritt and Beth Clifton from Animals 24-7. And then, of course, we will close out with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and all of the phenomenal. All the big classes are starting this month, so we'll give you the lowdown on all of that. All righty, a few other things that I want to. Oh, I got a major alert. But let's officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, so we don't run out of time here before it's time to start interviews. So if you haven't been here when I start the show, officially what I do is start with a, well, because it's Sunday and I can, by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades, that of course would be Saint Francis. So I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And joining me during this part of the show is optional for you. You can join me with the prayers and the affirmations, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we haul out the love train and spread love all over the planet at 10 and 11. Dancing is required, but here you can opt out if you like. So I'm going to get started here with a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Ah, we need this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we are on to our affirmations, all contributed by a member of our animal world family somewhere. And I've chosen them because of their power in transforming lives. And all of these affirmations I use on a daily basis, and you are welcome to do that too, as I know many of you do. I'm going to say each affirmation out loud three times. And like I said, you can join me or not. Totally up to you. The first affirmation here came from my spiritual family and was life transforming for me. And hopefully it is for you too. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation comes from Linda Rasmussen. She'll be with us next week. She's our one of our neuroenergetic balance's best practitioners. And this one turned out to be so powerful when she gave it to a listener on the air that we have included it here because it is life-altering. And when I say abundance, imagine whatever kind of abundance you want in your life right now. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. And this third affirmation, this one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. And I do this one for me and my animal friends, and it's what I use to get in the right state of mind to go out in the world and spread love and not live in something else. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. And now this next one is comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and personal awareness coach, who will be in the third Sunday this month. And this is, I use this also for my animal friends. It keeps us balanced and in alignment with all these crazy energies we're dealing with. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude all of these affirmations. The last one here is the Ananda Institute Living Yoga, the Warrior of Light affirmation. So important. This is when we send God's love and light all over the planet. And we need it here. We need it all over. And here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Powerful. All righty. Now we conclude the whole ritual with Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust. I trust, I trust. Oh, all righty. We are all spiritualized up for the day. And all righty. We are going to take care of our advertisers here and stay on schedule. And then we've got a few things to mention to you before we get to our first interview. So looks like we're pretty much on schedule. How cool is that? Anybody wondering what's going on with Nathan's condo? Yeah, me too. Well, we're going to find that out shortly. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We'll be talking to them again at about 11:30 today. And the big art and science of Raja Yoga and the beginning to get prepared for Kriya Yoga, which is what brought me to Ananda, and this is the class that I started with. So we'll hear all about that and some other really, really big classes and stuff coming up. So we'll hear all about that about 11:30 today. And, of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs, solve problems. And I'd be delighted to help you or anyone you know that has problems with their dogs, and I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you know anybody has problems with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is, and I'll pass them on. Otherwise, we can set up a session and get things under control. You can just pass out my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Okay, so we talked about it. Weather looks like it's going to be pretty nice for the rest of the week. And, you know, so we're into, I think, a more reasonable weather pattern, but you still got to be careful about your dog friends. You don't want to take them with you if there's any chance you have to park your car in the sun or whatever. So you still want to pay attention to all of that. Nathan, I heard a big alert last night on the news. Apparently, in Renton, so close.
That's in rabid, my neck of the woods, and Stacy's too.
Yeah, rabid bat.
A rabid bat. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, if somebody or something caught a bat, and a bat was tested, and lo and behold, positive for rabies. So the alert was on Como TV News last night. They were saying, you know, if anyone was in contact with a bat in Renton, you know, you better get checked, you know, check in. So, you know, I love bats, and bats are really important, but they are one of the animals that rabies is still prevalent in. And so it's just a confirmation that we do have it here in the area. So just know it's not normal to see bats on the ground or, you know, around in the daylight hours and that sort of thing. And so if there's a bat with unusual behavior, unfortunately, you have to be really careful and that sort of thing. So just be aware. Because, you know, normally you would get, if you got scratched or bit, it would be a problem. But, you know, sometimes rabies has been passed on through with lots of rabid bats in a cave and people just breathing it. So anyway, just keep in mind that it is around and you want to be cautious as to how you handle bats, or if one ends up in your house or something. Just be careful. All righty.
It's a good thing I hardly encounter bats, at least in my area.
Yeah,
I'm not
well,
sure
I know
where they would
live
be
all
more
here.
Prevalent. Are there any areas where maybe you want to be more careful, like it's a kind of a higher population habitat for bats?
Well, I would say the obvious answer to that right now is Renton.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're in a more wooded area or more urban.
Well, you know, I think they're all over the place. The best way to know if you've got bats around is if there's a light after dark in your area, you can go outside and watch, because like I have a big spotlight on at my back terrace that shoots up into the air. So I can go out after dark and watch the sky, because that light attracts bugs, you know, moss and bugs and stuff. And that's what bats eat. So I can go out and watch, and then you see the bats will come out and fly through the light to grab the bugs.
Gotcha.
So I can go out and watch bats in my area all the time. But I think bats exist all over the place in the city and in the country. I think they're probably more prevalent in the country, but, you know, I'm just surmising about that.
And of course, Renton would be the area to be aware of now, but you could come up with a positive rat or a positive bat anywhere. Let's see. So, if you want to find the news story right now, I saw it on Como TV News, last night. Alrighty. Now, the good news to report is that the planet Mercury, went direct, this last week. And so Mercury is no longer in retrograde. Woo-hoo! It's still balancing out, but, the worst is over.
In that shadow period, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing, so Mercury's good. The other thing I heard, got an email from Best Friends Sanctuary this morning, and it says that September is Pet Memorial Month. So I guess you want to, this month, spend extra time remembering all your beloved animal friends that have shared your life. So it's Pet Memorial Month is September. It's also the first Sunday of the month, so that means Dr. Nell's monthly newsletter with monthly affirmation came out this morning. I haven't had a chance to read it all. I'll do that after the show. But if you have not gotten Dr. Nell's newsletter, you need to join his group. And you do that by going to his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And then before we get started on our first interview, Nathan.
Sounds like you want a little bit of an update here.
Yeah, because it's been a couple weeks since we've talked, and you've got the condo all finished, and you're moved in, right?
Well, not moved in all yet.
All right, so where are you?
Everything is getting back into place, though. In the meantime, since I had it, doing all the work, you had everything disassembled for repainting or patching up things and stuff like that. Well, everything is going back together now, so everything's getting into the place where it needs to be as far as like the ceilings and the walls go, or fixtures. And all that's left now is to tear up the carpet, put in a new one, and put a little bit more hard flooring in as well. And once that's done, then it's time to move everything in and start living in it.
All right. Okay, so you are making progress. And I know you shared with me before we started the show that you only have time to really work on it one day a week. So it's not like you're have tons of time to put into it, but mm-hmm. Sounds like everything's been done and the painting and patching up and all of that. You're ready for carpet and then it'll be move in time. So woohoo.
That's all it. Right. Yeah. And maybe October, I want to say, is the estimated move in date sometime.
Okay. And then there's one last thing I just have to check in with before we, get to meow, and I see you're still wearing the t-shirt, so how mm-hmm. are the Mariners doing?
Well, last night they probably kind of blew that one, I want to say. They had a good lead going on and lost it in the ninth inning, but
there was a big huge thing the last couple weeks. Yeah.
The manager for the team, the field manager, Scott Servais,
and that's like the coach,
go.
Right? That's like
yeah,
the coach.
The main coach kind of oversees coach. The whole team. Yeah. And then he was let go. And then in his replacement, if you're a longtime Mariners fan, you probably recognize the name Dan Wilson, who was...
Yeah, it was a catcher.
Catcher back when the Mariners had their big, runs, that 116-game season. He was a part of all of that. And then he continued to be involved with the Mariners somehow, whether it's on like broadcasting or analytics or other coaching type work. So they took him to take Scott Servais' spot. And along with Dan Wilson came another old time familiar Mariner, who was Edgar.
Edgar Martinez.
He'd be chanting that at the games, Edgar Martinez. And he's the hitting coach for the Mariners. And already you can see the team has just transformed because they're playing a lot more small ball baseball and, manufacturing runs, as they would say, getting people on base, moving them, hitting the ball into the defense, you know, kind of almost forcing them to make errors and being really aggressive that way. And it's doing well for them. And so far, Dan Wilson has above 500 win percentage as the manager. And you can tell the team is just a totally different morale on the field as they're playing and in the clubhouse.
Yeah, well, I have to say I like the move because I remember well Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez. And they were both quite loved players and very well liked and very popular. And you know, Dan Wilson was a great catcher and everybody liked him. And Edgar Martinez, of course, is a star and he was the designated hitter and all mm-hmm. of that. To have them back with the team, I think that's really good energy and it seems to be paying off. So anyway, good luck to the Mariners for and hopefully they'll be able to catch back up. And
yeah, because those Astros, they are pushing ahead really well, too. They've been on a good win streak, and they're hard to keep up with. So we'll see what we have to do. Right now, it looks like we still have our best shot to get into the playoffs would be by winning the AL West. But if we keep winning and, you know, things can change and maybe we can have a wild card spot. But right now, seems more likely that we get into the playoffs through the AL West.
All right. So think good thoughts. So already, I think we are all caught up and we can now begin its shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, doing a great job. And one of my all-time favorites, of course, would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And we are going to chat with our regular Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, and thank you.
Yeah, so how you doing? You got a beautiful sunny day going on down there, huh?
Yeah, it's a perfect summer morning.
And gosh, I've enjoyed the meow posts this last couple weeks. And man, you guys are finding great homes for these kitties. And I always love seeing what people choose which cats. And I think, there's one, I don't remember which cat it was, but I remember seeing the post where you did an introductory post, you know, on Facebook, meet this mm-hmm. cat. Uh-huh. And then, I don't know, it wasn't very long after that cat was being adopted.
And yeah.
And that was really neat. So when you feature them, they get spoken for pretty quick, huh?
Well, I don't know if it was a coincidence or or not, but yeah, that usually does happen. And our Facebook page, as you know, is really, it's live and active and up to the minute.
So. All right. So for anybody that doesn't know or is just tuning in and has never listened before, give us a lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal shelter rescue group in Kirkland. We are located in the Houghton district, and we have cats and kittens on site. Dogs and puppies are all in foster homes, and we have lots of kittens in foster homes.
Yeah, even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you do dogs too. You just don't have dog facilities in the shelter, so any dogs that you have would be in foster homes.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering, I don't know that I've ever asked you, do you take any kind of dogs in, big dogs, little dogs? Do you try to stick to little dogs? Does it make any difference? And kind of give me an idea of how many dogs at a time you might have in your system.
Well, it started out, I think we talked about this last month or maybe a couple months ago. It started out with Sharpay Rescue. Oh. And then I know that Kelly, she's our canine division manager. She has, for whatever reason, she gets a lot of Great Danes.
Wow.
And she does still do Sharpay. And then I know, I think she's got a couple Chihuahuas.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily large or small breed, just
okay.
whoever she can help.
All right. And so, the shelter, of course, is where the adoptable cats and kittens are available, you know, so you can meet them and so forth. Mm-hmm. The hours are pretty stable right now at Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. Are those the correct hours that you're open?
Right, Thursday through Saturday. I think we're going to stick with that. It's a nice blend of open to the public hours, and then the days that we're not open, we can catch up on all of our paperwork and cleaning and all of that.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
Correct.
So that means today, right? Woohoo!
Yes.
I know that you don't have really young kittens in the shelter because any of the kittens stay in foster until they're old enough, have had their vaccines and get spayed and neutered. And then when they're ready for homes, you bring them into the shelter. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. Okay. All right. I'm just looking at the clock and let's surprise Nathan and be absolutely on time, and we'll take care of our advertisers. Then we will continue our discussion with Marilyn and find out if there's anything, you know, coming up at Meow, anything, events or anything we need to know about, if we got any special kittens or cats that we want to talk about. So the discussion continues. Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our Happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. His website is healingministryforanimals.com, and he's available to help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and physical stuff. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. If you'd like to talk to him about your animal friends, you just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you. and he'll arrange a phone call. And remember, if you want to get his monthly newsletter with all the great information, affirmations, and all that good stuff, you want to join his little professional group, because that may be the only way we can work with him in this state if the veterinary world has its way. And he has an update in his newsletter about that situation as well. So healingministryforanimals.com. And then remember our premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center, is available to help you. She is an acupuncturist and chiropractor. She does a gentle, non-cracking chiropractic, and oh, I'm so grateful for that. And man, I really needed it on Friday when I was in there. I felt immediately so much better. And it's just quite an experience to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks. And I think the acutonics and the forks are a lot more powerful than acupuncture alone, you know, by itself with just the needles. So if you're interested, check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, let's get back to our first discussion of the day. Marilyn Hendrickson is here from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
All right. So anything special going on at Meow? Anything? I'm not aware of anything coming up. I don't think I have anything on my events calendar, but I may have missed something. Is there anything going on that we need to know about?
Yeah, it's in the works. We're planning on having I don't want to call it a garage sale. We're going to have a sale of items that we have that are either brand new or maybe used once. Mm. So it's going to be like a high-end garage sale sometime in, I think it's going to be late October, early November.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Going to be at the Unitarian Church where we have our bazaar. And I will give you more information as I gather it.
Oh, right. But that sounds like a wonderful event.
Yeah, I think so too. An
upscale garage sale. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Garage sales can be so much fun to go, you know, pick, especially if there's mm-hmm. good stuff there. All right, that sounds great. So you'll keep us posted about that. And
I will.
And then I know, I can't believe that people, you know, it's, you know, Christmas seems to start in July these days. But I'm sure that as we get into fall and the season progresses, the normal things will be going on at Meow and Santa Paws Picks and all of that. And we, of course, will get updated on all. At any rate, now, so are you guys up to your eyeballs in kittens these days, or what's going on with that?
We are beyond up to our eyeballs in kittens.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's been... So I'm in my 24th year of doing this, and this is the busiest, most taxing season I've ever seen.
Really? Wow. 24 years. This is the biggest.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what has happened. I know our phone rings nonstop all day, every day, with people who have found kittens, people who forgot to have their cat spayed and she has had kittens. The list just goes on and on and on. And so I believe all of our foster homes are beyond full.
That's what I was going to say. Are you being able to keep up with this huge rush of kittens? Do you have enough foster homes? Do we need to put out a plea? How's that going?
We do not have enough foster homes, actually.
Okay.
We could always use more foster homes.
All right. So what if someone is thinking, well, maybe I could be a foster. What's kind of required for someone to be a foster home?
Well, to be a foster home, you just need to be able to have a separate room, whether it be a bathroom, a spare room, an office, something like that,
mm-hmm.
where you can keep. And
the options are many. There's mom cats with babies. There's bottle babies, which are the most intense because you have to
get time consuming because you have to be bottle fed.
Very much so. Weaned kittens, sometimes just kittens that are waiting to be spayed and neutered. Sometimes kittens that are recovering from some type of surgery, maybe a dental or something like that. And we also need, always need foster homes for adult cats.
Now, what kind of, these are adult cats. Is there some reason why they can't be in the shelter and they have to be in foster? Or is it just because you have too many for the shelter?
Well, I can give you an example of that.
Yeah.
A little over a week ago, someone, they were leaving the country, and so they had to relinquish their cat to us.
Oh.
And he, in the shelter, he completely shut down. In a week, he's lost a pound.
Oh.
He won't eat. He's so depressed, and he's so not doing well.
Oh.
And so he went to a foster home yesterday. And I am told already he's doing better. Some cats do not do well in the shelter environment. So that's one example. Another example is we've got a kitty who he needs a dental, and I don't think the dental is scheduled till mid-September. So rather than have to have him sit in a cage for a month, he went to a foster home where he can just kind of lounge around while we're waiting for that dental to happen. Yeah,
so lots of different circumstances.
Yeah,
wonderful, wonderful. So you know, and you can choose, you know, what kind of a situation you're able to do if you want to become a foster. But as Marilyn said, it sounds like you just have to have a separate space. An extra room, or it could be a bathroom, you said, or a small room where, a mom and babies or litter or cats can be contained and separated, you know, when they're in your home. And then if someone is interested in being a foster, how do they go about beginning that? Do we go through the website? Should they call you? I mean, what should they do?
They can do either. They can either call us, or if they go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, and you click on volunteer, and then under volunteer, there's a paragraph about fostering, and then there's a link where you fill out an application. And then our volunteer coordinator will get with you, and I think she has an orientation, and then we talk about what it is you're interested in doing, and then we'll get you started.
All right. I think that could be a really rewarding thing to do. I know that you do it all the time, Marilyn. You always have kittens, don't you, in your house? Aren't you always up to your eyeballs and little fostering?
Yeah, I am. And I would also like to mention that we provide food. We provide, if you need bedding, we will provide bedding. If there's any medications that need to be administered, we provide those. So it's not like a financially straining thing to do.
Right, because Meow, you provide the food and supplies.
Yep.
And all of that, and the medical care. Now, what about, you know, you hear stories of failed fosters.
I'm one of them.
Oh, okay. But does that happen often, that people foster and then just don't want to give, you know, fall in love and don't want to give them up sort of thing? I mean, I'm wondering if people might not do it because they're afraid that they wouldn't be able to let them go once they have them. Does that happen a lot?
It happens. I wouldn't say a lot, but it happens. I'd say, I don't know, maybe 15 to 20% of the time.
Okay.
And that's not a bad thing, you know.
Well, no, not of course not.
People and fall I in know love. Sometimes people are afraid to foster for that very reason, and sometimes they keep them, and sometimes they relinquish them back to us, and they enjoy the experience so much they want to jump in and do it again.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, and I know I think about it a lot because, you know, I'm getting older and my cats are older. But I've been thinking about, well, what am I going to do when my kiddies, you know, are moving on. And I'm thinking I've got to do something probably with Meow. Mm-hmm. And so I've been thinking, you know, well, maybe I'll do, you know, because I have a veterinary background, so I could do, you know, special needs cats or cats in need of stuff. I could do moms and baby. I'm already thinking about how could I do all of this? Only because, you know, you get to a certain age. I know I think a lot of people do is that, well, if you get kittens, you know, they might outlive you. And yeah. You always want a place to go. But at least I know that if I were doing something for Meow, that if something happened to me, that the kitties would always be able to go to Meow.
Always.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I think that they're. I'm thinking that there may be some wonderful opportunities for me when I get to that point. But I bet there, you know, a lot of folks, if you're out there, you know, you really can't commit long term to have cats, but you'd love to have cats in your life. Well, how more perfect a situation than to foster?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a temporary situation. It isn't permanent. And so you can enjoy having and loving cats. But you don't have to make the commitment to take care of them for a lifetime.
Right.
All righty. So foster homes needed at Meow. No, anything else on your list that we should tell everybody about that you need these days?
Well, we're putting together our 2025 calendar. In fact, I'm going to be working on that today.
Ah.
And those will be hopefully... We can get them off to the printer, I think, in a couple of weeks, and those should be available probably the first part of November. So don't be buying calendars at the grocery store. You can pick one of our calendars up. They're $10, and they will be available in just a couple months. And they make very good Christmas presents as well.
Oh, good to know. So make sure that you... Don't buy all your calendars elsewhere. Save one spot for a Meow Cat Rescue calendar, and then you can have a great calendar with pictures of kitties and support Meow Cat Rescue at the same time. Now, also, if you can just show up at the shelter this afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m., you can do that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. But you can also, can't you, Marilyn, you can go on the website, meowcatrescue.org, and click on available cats and kittens or available dogs, puppy, and then you can see on the website what you guys have available for adoption. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can do that. You can make an appointment to meet a particular cat. You can make an appointment to meet whoever, you know, maybe just an appointment in general, or you can just drop in, whatever works for you.
All righty. Sounds good. All right, then. Keep in mind that Meow is busting at the seams with kittens. And boy, what a great deal. You know, if you go out and rescue a kitten, just generic kitten, you know, off of Craigslist or something, you know, you're talking a freaking fortune to vaccinate, to microchip, to spay and neuter, to do all that stuff. And it really puts it out of the realm of affordability for some folks. But if you adopt a kitty from Meow, they've taken care of all of that for you. So it really is a hot deal. So check it out, meowcatrescue.org. They're open Thursday through Sunday. That's today from 1 to 5 p.m. And Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us. And gosh, we'll talk to you again in October.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Thank you, Martha.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. That wraps us up for the first hour of our Happy Labor Day edition. We are getting ready to roll out the love train again. And remember, this part of the show is we get up and get our juices flowing and get a little bit of exercise and energized up for the day. and the week, and we do that by getting on the love train and dancing. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join us on the love train when we get that started here, and we'll cruise by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us some extra good vibes for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. And after we love train, we'll be talking to Help Animals India. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.